Iraqi forces secured the city of Samarra, the capital Baghdad, completely. Army troops backed by popular mobilization units have recently liberated the city of Beji in Salahuddin province. They have also retaken the districts of Nadhim Athartar and Nadhim Al-Taqsim 20 kilometers from Ramadi. The popular mobilization units have stated that their next destination will be the district of Al-Sharqat, west of ISIL's key bastion of Hawija. The newer advances are vital for securing the Iraqi capital Baghdad, as well as the city of Samarra. Samarra is home to the holy shrines of the 10th and 11th Shia Imams. With ISIL's strategy of fanning sectarian flames and targeting religious shrines, the popular mobilization units here realized the importance of securing Samarra's backyard and regions bordering Anbar. What's interesting to say is, despite the security threats, the movement of visitors seems to be quite normal. Securing Samarra has encouraged more visitors to flow in. At the same time, the holy sites are looking more or less like a base for volunteer fighters.
Defending the holy shrines is not only a patriotic duty, but also a sacred one for the popular mobilization units. Iraq is our country, and these shrines are for our imams. With all due respect to our politicians, they have come short in protecting our sanctities, but we won't.
We moved forward to what used to be one of ISIL's most important bastions at Samarra's doorstep, MK Shifa. The footage speaks louder than the words about the sort of battles that went down here. The commanders on the ground tell us ISIL is trying to establish foothold.
This region is very strategic for us and for our enemy as well. After 2 months of fighting, we're now in control of all of MK Shifa. This region was an important link for ISIL between Anbar and Samarra. This is why our grip over this region is very tight.
Al-Qaeda militants had targeted the shrines in Samarra back in 2006. Samarra's security was described in recent months by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as an important line, a line which these men vow will not be crossed. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Samarra, Salahuddin Province.